Welcome back. It is our 8 o'clock hour. And Al, can I say this?
What is it?
Exclusively this week on WIP, the only interview that Jason Kelce will be doing is right here at 8 o'clock on Thursdays with us. That would not be accurate, would it? I don't think that would be. Let's bring him out right now. He is not only our favorite Eagle and a legend in this town, centered around the Super Bowl bound Eagles. He is also part of the number one Apple podcast, New Heights, with him and Travis Kelce, his Jason Kelce. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Angela, how we doing?
Did you know you were number one?
I found that out yesterday. Yeah, we're there's a big game that's pumping our ratings up here.
I didn't know about that. Could you just tell us what it's been like this week for you, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. Obviously, the game was incredible. Sharing that moment with your teammates and everything, and then going after the game to Chickie and Pete's in South Philly and watching my brother win his game in that nail biter with the field goal at the end. It was a special moment for the family. And then everything since then, honestly, has kind of been trying to pump the brakes. I mean, everybody's reaching out and people want to do stories and whatnot, but you know, you're trying to focus and keep everything in check because we still got one game left here to take care of.
Yeah, pretty big one, too. I had one question left over from the Niners that I'm really interested to get your answer on. It's fourth and one from your own 34, 7-7. They lost their quarterback, but you guys are going for it. You tried on third down, didn't get very far. What'd you think there? Did you think that was you're going to make it that time, having been stifled the previous play? That play seemed to me to be a huge one because it sustained a drive and eventually got you to lead. Fourth and one, what were you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're always thinking quarterback sneak on fourth and one. I mean, that's it's been our staple, you know, throughout the year. We've been so good at it. But, you know, our coaches do such a good job of dialing up the game plans. And, you know, especially the fourth down plays, they're so crucial. That, you know, I think they put extra time into making sure if we need to call that, we have something to go to that we're confident in. And, you know, yeah, I mean, the fourth down play, I mean, it's basically a turnover. If you don't get it, you turn the ball over right there. So anytime you get stopped on fourth down, that's a huge play for the defense. And anytime you can convert on fourth down, it's a huge play for the offense because you're retaining possession. So that was huge. Big moment in the game.
When you snap the ball, what happened? I mean, that was a ferocious fight with the defensive line of the Niners. They're phenomenal.
They are good.
What was it like there in that moment when you snapped it?
I mean, I'm just trying to snap, get low, and move my feet. I mean, that's pretty much it. It's a grueling play. It's you know, they're a very good front, and you know teams know what we're doing. You know, we're not hiding anything, and you know it that makes it harder. But, you know, we got a lot of good guys up front. Coach Stout is an unbelievable coach. And the way he coaches everything and the way he teaches it, it's a pretty hard play to stop if everybody's working in one.
It was great. It was great the way that worked out. The only other thing that came up, there are people whining that Lane Johnson is jumping the snap. And people slowed it down, Jason, and they saw that he was in perfect sequence with you. How did you guys work that out so he knows exactly when to move?
Well, you know, he learned from one of the best in Jason Peters. You know, I think if you go back years, and this is, you know, listen, I think slow motion and sports betting and all these things have caused a lot of scrutiny under officials in recent years. But the slow motion, you know, you put it down into like thousands of a frame per second. And maybe he is moving before the ball. But when you play it in real time, the reality is he's moving pretty much when the ball moves.
Yeah.
And there's no way most of those are getting called. There's one that might have been able to get called, which is actually my fault because I was late on the snap. Lane is a veteran player who's had a lot of time with me, has now had a lot of time with Jalen Hurts. So he has narrowed that snap count in. And he knows the importance of getting off on the snap. That's where it all starts, is the tackle. If you're late off the snap and the DN beats you up the field, you're in the deep end of the pool right from the get-go. And, you know, he times that up every single day. And we're constantly trying to make sure that timing is perfect for the tackles.
And it is. It really is.
I mean, he did a great job. And, you know, again, I mean, you look at Jason Peters from years back, and he would sometimes lead the league in false starts as well. But that was also because he knew the importance of getting off of football.
And now, you guys on your incredibly successful podcast, New Heights, you and Travis were talking. It's blowing our mind, Jason, because we have both of you guys in Sea Isle before the start of this season. That was, like, really cool. But but how bad was the sibling rivalry? Did you always want to beat him and he always want to beat you?
Well, I was the older brother. So it wasn't – I just said this on the podcast, but, you know, it wasn't much of a rivalry, to be honest with you, for me. You know, I was the one that was older, bigger, stronger, faster. You know, I was the one always wanting to bring him along with me to the park to play with my friends, or he was going off on his own. I didn't do too much playing with his buddies. So there was always we competed in everything. We played as many sports as possible. My dad built a mini stick arena in our basement. We played baseball whenever we could, basketball whenever we could. We loved playing together. But I didn't take it as much of a competition, if I'm being honest, growing up. Now, once I got to high school and he started to hit his growth spurt, things changed quite a bit. And I realized I'm not going to be winning pretty much any of these anymore.
That's funny. Look, I already know the answer to this. I just want to see if you know it. Who's your mom rooting for?
She's going to keep saying she's rooting for both, but she's rooting for Travis. She's always rooting for the baby.
Hold on a minute, Jason. Your mom, Donna, was on the Today Show yesterday. And I want you to hear this because it sounds like she's on your side. Listen.
I think that Jason would say that I am going to root for the baby of the family, which is Travis. And I keep trying to tell him, no, you've given me grandchildren. So we'll leave it at that. It's always about the grands.
Hold on. You didn't even know she said that, Jason.
She has mentioned that one other time to my brother. In private. I did not know she would say that publicly. But
all right. Well, here's the great news, too. You're about to give her another one because you're Kylie's 38 weeks. Tell us how you map this out where you got to take the obstetrician to the Super Bowl.
Kylie's been getting a little nervous as we keep getting wins. And she asked her OB, I think maybe a week or two ago, maybe right at the start of the playoffs, if we do end up going to the Super Bowl, would you come with us? And her and another person in the office have generously decided to go to the Super Bowl with my wife to make sure that if anything does happen, that they'll be ready to assist her in any way. Now, they can't practice medicine in Arizona, but we have some people on the ground in Arizona too, in case the baby decides to come there. If this thing comes at the Super Bowl, I will start to believe the NFL scripted. No doubt about it.
Yeah, that would be like that'd be like a movie at that point.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the little kid, that would be beyond belief. I just got one last thing, because this last chance we're going to talk to you before you win the Super Bowl, hopefully. How confident are you?
You know, I'm confident in our team. I'm confident in our guys. You know, we're playing a really good team in the Chiefs. One of the best teams in the NFL for the past 5-6 seasons. They've been a perennial playoff team. They've been in the last, I think, 5 or 6 AFC championships. The quarterback is going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time when it's all said and done. I'm pretty sure of that. So we have a tough task at hand, but we have a great group. We have a great team. If you look at all the games that we've won and the few games that we've lost, we can dictate a lot of it. The games that we've lost, you know, I've always thought that we've lost those games more so than the opponents have won them. The games that we've played complete football, taking care of the football, we've done better than okay. I mean, we've dominated most of those games, and that's not going to be the way this one's going to go. But I feel very confident with the guys we have on offense, the guys we have on defense, the guy we have at quarterback, the coaches we have. If everybody does their job. Everybody sticks to what has got us successful and got us to this point. I feel very good against anybody we play.
Jason, all I could do is thank you for all the great insights you provided this season and other seasons. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and good luck in the Super Bowl.
All right, Angela, congrats. Sorry for making you stick at this for another few weeks. Yeah.
I thank you for that, too, Jason. Thank you, Jason. Jason Kelce, right. I love it. He did not mm-hmm. know his mom said that. He did not know that. And I believe, Rhea, grandparents, that's important. To a guy, no, you do have a little extra love for the sibling that gives you grandkids.
Yeah, my mom had 12 of them before Clark came along, so it's like, what's his name again?
I just think it's really cool out. And I do believe that since Jason, here's the other reason. Jason's older than Travis.
Yeah.
They both won one, right? So it's not like you want the other one to win because he didn't, but Travis is going to have more chances. Jason's not that young. He's just going to be 35.
Mm-hmm.
Go for the older guy. Get this one, and then Travis will get more later.
They're rooting for both of them, and then whoever doesn't win, they'll console that one. I mean, that's how it's going to go.
How do you not root for the one that is could retire at any moment? That's the one you root for, right?
100%.
Quietly, deep down, that's exactly what she's doing.
Yeah.
Matt's on the line next. Hi, Matt. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are we doing? It's been hard to get through this week.
Yeah, I think it might be there's this game coming up that people are excited about. That's my guess, Matt.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, those San Francisco radio guys, that was pretty rough what they did there. I mean, I just felt like that was crossing the line. Like, even if they've seen a few bad fans, you can't put the whole fan base in there.
No, they got everything they deserve. I saw them Monday here. They were not in any way injured other than their own stupidity, all right? When you're, Matt, you're coming into a city. You take over our statue. You make a spectacle of yourself. You give out your section number and your seat numbers and say, come on over and greet us. What exactly are you expecting to happen?
Yeah, I just don't get it. I mean, these fan bases, I guess they'll learn eventually, but it's like they – control our fan base and then can't figure out why they get it back. But on another note, I was telling Joe Wechter, some of my in-laws are Niners fans, so this victory was really a joy. And you know, of course, everybody's excuse is, well, we didn't have a quarterback, and you know, all this stuff. I said, man, you guys haven't had a quarterback in a long time. And you know, it's just what a lot of people were predicting to happen, our defense destroying Brock Purdy, you know, that, I mean, they took him out in the first drive. So really what we were thinking is going to happened.
Yeah.
So just take the loss in stride, you know, just take the L.
Cry me a river. That's what I like to say. Mac, give me something you're willing to sacrifice for the Eagles to win a championship.
So this is for a year or what?
For whatever you choose, you get to pick how long you're going to do it. I'm not going to eat red meat for 1 year.
All right. Well, that would be offended, but they're Niners fans, so my in-laws for a year.
All right, so you're going to be...
No in-laws.
No in-laws for 1 year. That doesn't sound like a big sacrifice. All right, and I want to, just because there are still people talking about the asinine behavior of the Niner fan, I would like to turn to a Niner fan who makes sense. He goes by Tono Bear 8669 on TikTok.
Tono Bear.
All right, Al Tono Bear. And he offered this out for the dumbbells that are also Niner fans.
If you're going to Philly, there's a few things you should know. Have thick skin and a sense of humor. If that's on you, don't go to Philly. Being the NFC Championship in Philadelphia, I already knew this game was going to be really rowdy. And the Bird fans did not disappoint. So if you think you're going to go to a football game, an NFC championship in another city wearing another color and not think you're going to get f***ed with, you got another thing coming. If you take everything personal and you're light in the ass, stay the hell out of Philly. That is a recommendation from yours truly.
Thank you, Tono Beer, 8669. 215-592. I love that guy, Al. The guy made sense. Those radio guys are morons.
They had an attitude from the moment they walked in here.
No, they walked in like they were coming on the air.
That's the problem.
And I signaled get out, and my next move was physical.
But the point is, we didn't know who they were.
No, and we still don't.
And we don't care.
All right, when we come back, Karen is going to Arizona. Yes. We're going to get her story, 215-592-9494. And now one more time, I'm going to tell the Eagles how to win the game next week because it's not that complicated.
Heads up.
215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time 858. I want to tell you about Borgata. Our final show at Borgata is tomorrow. Don't miss it. And while we're there, we're going to check out BetMGM because BetMGM is the authorized gaming partner of the NBA. And you can right now on BetMGM place an NBA one-game parlay wager with four legs or more. Even if you miss one leg, you're going to get up to $25 back in bonus bet. Just opt into the promotion on BetMGM's app or website. With one-game parlay, you make selections within a single game from tons of bet types, including team and player prop. Go ahead, take your favorite NBA star to score big, the home team to cover, the over in points. Opt into the promotion and then place an NBA one-game parlay wager of four legs or more. You will get $25 back in bonus bets, even if you miss one leg.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Jason Kelce appearing on the WIP morning show earlier. The Eagles are getting set to face the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. One thing that popped up on social media this week after the Eagles pounded the 49ers in the NFC Championship game was video purporting to show Lane Johnson false starting.
He learned from one of the best in Jason Peters. If you go back years, slow motion and sports betting and all these things have caused a lot of scrutiny under officials in recent years. But the slow motion, you know, you put it down into like thousands of a frame per second, and maybe he is moving before the ball. But when you play it in real time, the reality is he's moving pretty much when the ball moves. And there's no way most of those are getting called. There's one that might have been able to get called, which is actually my fault because I was late on the snap.
You can check out the entire Jason Kelce interview podcast at 94WIP.com. Take advantage of Window Nation's deep discounts. Get two free windows with every two you buy and pay nothing for two full years. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, mix of sun and clouds, high of 42. It's currently 29. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
All right, 8:22 is your time. It's a Thursday morning, 10 days before the Super Bowl. Dan Wilson is in for Ava Graham today. Final read, first question.
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Looking to buy or lease a new Silverado? Armin Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Find new roads at arminchevy.com. Our first question: which of the Super Bowl teams has more talent on its roster? 94% still saying the Eagles.
Well, then they better win or there's going to be trouble. Second question.
In preparing for the Chiefs, the Eagles should place more emphasis on which part of the offense, the run or the pass?
Well, which one?
Pass.
Rhea, which one? Run or pass?
Run.
Johnson.
Run the ball! Thank you. Yes, thank you, John. Run the ball.
I'm going to tell you something. The answer is run the ball. I don't know what the hell you're looking at. Now, here's the thing. I can't give you a better three-pronged, three-headed monster running the ball for the Eagles in all the years we've been here than right now with Sanders, Scott, and really now Gainwell. Gainwell is the one that has blown my mind the last few weeks.
Running and catching.
It's
terrific.
He's a fifth round draft pick. He shouldn't be that fast.
People really liked him though, and they were wondering where he was all season.
But here's the thing. Yeah. I still believe they've underused Sanders. I really believe that. This is probably his last game as an Eagle because they can't afford him.
Right.
And Gainwell has played so well, they'll make him their featured back. And maybe keep Boston Scott. But Sanders is way bigger a breakaway threat than you have really seen this year. Something tells me, Al, he's going to break one in the Super Bowl. Because he is a time bomb to do that. All right? Scott, inside the 20, you'll see him come in. You know why? He's tiny.
Yeah.
They can't see him. Mm-hmm. When these teams are all backed up, they're all up near the line now, he scoots right through it. Mm-hmm. That's a great weapon to have. And this Gainwell, I can't even begin to tell you all that he's bringing because he can catch the ball. He can run the ball. He's fast as you could see. He's hitting holes super quick. He's not. He is totally north-south. He's not running and dancing. He's hitting holes. Bang. He may be my favorite runner now on these three guys.
You left out a running back.
Who did I leave out?
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, yeah. No, ladies, I'll take back the pass thing. It's run.
I don't know. I watch enough football, and when it comes down to playoff games, usually it's you got to throw the ball.
Especially
when you have Brown and Smith and Goddard. And
no, I'm not saying I'm not using those guys.
No.
I want to keep Mahomes off the field.
That's the biggest thing. If you look what the Jaguars – so the Jaguars, that game was 27-20, right? Mm-hmm. That's their first playoff game.
Yes.
They ran combined for 144 yards. But Pro Football Focus broke it down that the Jaguars averaged 7.7 yards per carry and two touchdowns on runs in the gut.
Wow.
Of their defense.
Right up the middle.
Yes.
Bang.
Yep.
Al, it's right there for you. They got one good defensive lineman. Jones, the rest of them are nothing.
Well, they're rookie. They're young. They're young.
And
there's one of their starting quarterbacks, I believe, is in concussion protocol. So you can also
some issues. Yeah.
Run the ball. You with me, Johnson? Run. You with me, Johnson? Run the ball.
Totally agree with you.
All right, Karen from Newtown Square. Al, she's going to Arizona.
Nice.
Hi, Karen.
Hey, Angelo. How you doing?
Tell me how you worked this out. You got tickets to the game?
Yes, we do. First, can I say congratulations on your career?
Well,
really
going
to miss your show. You make my drive to work enjoyable every day.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Karen, we had a guy calling in who's driving to Phoenix in a trailer with four other guys. You're flying. You're doing it the smart way, right, Karen?
Right. Well, let me tell you my story. First, we booked the hotel about 2 months ago through Harris. I'm not saying that I gamble, but I got the room comped for the whole time we're there.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
Okay, so that was one thing, and then we were part of the Christmas Day debacle with Southwest Airlines, so they gave us 100,000 miles.
Wow!
Oh, nice. All right, so you got a free flight and a free room.
Not a free flight, but it's only $300.
Wow!
All right, now what about the tickets to the game? Because those are very expensive.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say. Yes, they are. But you know what? My 60th birthday is within a week of the Super Bowl. It's bucket list. I've been going to the games since the early 80s. So it's bucket list. We're putting out the money. We have
Why
the
not? Why
the
not?
Top.
You got to live, you know? Karen. You got to live.
Absolutely.
So how big are you going with your husband?
Yes.
All right. How big Eagle fans are you? Do you live and die? Do you watch every minute of every game? What do you like?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me tell you, my husband first started going to the games in 1969.
Wow.
And then in the early 90s, our son was sick and we had to give up the tickets for a few years, but we got them back.
Wow.
So my husband's been going since 69. We're known as the Eagles house in our neighborhood.
Mm.
It's just insane. This is bucket list. Had to do it. You know, we pulled the trigger. We're going to the game.
All right. So when are you leaving, and what do you plan for the time you're in Arizona?
So we're heading out on Thursday, and we've been kind of like listening to WIT. I hear like a lot of those people are leaving Thursday, but we get in Thursday morning. We're staying in Maricopa, Arizona, which is about a half hour away from Scottsdale.
That's good. You don't want to be right there. It's very, very chaotic right near where all the teams are staying. All right?
Right. Phoenix and Scottsdale are real close together, so that's good. I saw on Facebook that there's a bar, Philly Sports Bar. I'm advertising. Philly Sports Bar in Tempe, Arizona. It's a guy that lived in Southwest Philly, moved to Arizona about 30 years ago, started up a bar. They offer shuttles to and from the stadium Super Bowl day.
Is that Philly Sports Grill?
Yeah, it's called Philly Sports Grill.
Philly's Sports Bar. It's in Tempe, Arizona.
Perfect.
So instead of paying the $100 parking pass at the stadium, we're going to go there first, take the shuttle to and from this Philly Sports Bar.
I'm going to tell Karen, it's bucket list. You said it. You're going to have a time next week that you'll remember for the rest of your life. You realize that?
Absolutely. And like I said, it's It stays before my 60th birthday.
It's perfect. Come on. You're in your prime. All right, Karen, what would you be willing to sacrifice for the Eagles to win that Super Bowl?
Okay, so my plan was actually to retire in a couple of years.
Yeah.
I would add an extra 2 years on before I retire.
She would work two additional years. Because she's not even 60 yet, I have passed 70.
Yeah, this is
Karen,
true.
That is a good sacrifice. Have a great trip, and don't be afraid to call me more because I want updates. I love this story.
Absolutely. Thank you soon. And again, congratulations.
Thank you, Karen. Stay right there. That was going out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, you know, when you're starting to decide what, you're going to say, well, either way, whenever I retire, I'm going to die a certain day. Right?
And then you decide
how many years of freedom.
Well, she should be. This will give her to 60. They raised the age, so she'll make more. This is a good decision on her part.
It's a good decision,
yes.
Right? Nowadays, Al, 65 is kind of early. I'll be honest with you.
Well,
because people are living longer. They're going to be moving that up to 67 any day now.
What do you mean?
Their retirement
age. They already did.
They did move?
Yeah, some of the numbers have been moved already. And they moved. A lot of them went from 70 to 72 on max stuff. And
72?
Yeah, a lot of the pension funds have now maxed 72 instead of 70.
Wow.
And the minimum withdrawal things have changed.
See how quick it happened? I mentioned it just happened.
Well, that's it was a couple of years ago, but that's okay.
Andrew's on the line. Well, I didn't know. Hi, Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Andrew. How about you?
Oh, I'm perfect. I'm ecstatic. I got my two little kids. I got a 4-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old son. They're excited. My daughter keeps asking, "Daddy, is the Eagles going to play today?" Every single day I get home from work.
Oh, that's great. Now hold on. Your daughter's 4. Does she know the fight song yet?
Absolutely. So the fight song itself, she knows the tune, but she's mixing up the words a little bit. But on Monday I got home from work and she's in preschool. And I said, "Hey, sweetheart, what you doing preschool?" He said, "I learned the letter P." It's like, "Okay, hey, real quick, how do you spell Eagles?" And without missing a beat, she goes, "E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!"
I can hear the pride in your voice, Andrew. You're proud of that little girl.
Oh, absolutely.
What about the 1-year-old? Like a 1-year-old? They're still in diapers. Does he know about the Eagles? What does he know?
Absolutely. Whenever they score a touchdown, he'll be playing around. He'll just hear me yell, "Touchdown!" And he'll just stop what he's doing, lift his hands in the air, and just, "Ah!"
That's an Eagle. Oh. That's how we breed Eagles fans.
Yes.
That's how you do it. Andrew, you are passing on the tradition beautifully.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm loving it.
You can breed them other ways, too.
All right. Andrew, what would you be willing to sacrifice for the Eagles to win this championship?
Okay, so this is a big one. I would give up swearing for a year. Now, when I say I'm giving up swearing, I swear without even realizing I swear. Back in 2010, when I got back from Iraq, 6ABC News interviewed us. I had to hold myself. I got the F out in the F word.
Oh.
I had to stop before I said it.
Hmm.
So you would be able to do this for one calendar year, no swear words.
I think I could do it if the Eagles win.
Yeah, you'd be at the parade. You'll be
very
swearing.
Nice. All right. You know what? I'll put that down. That's a good one. Self is up next from North Philly. Hi, Self.
What's up, Angelo?
How you feeling, my brother?
Man, I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm doing great. I want a victory. I want to beat Andy Reid.
All right, listen. I got to say something based off of a caller that called in and said something about these coordinators, Angelo.
Yep.
Do you realize that we beat the brakes off of these teams the way we did because they finally freaking listened to what we said and not that stupid soft defense and that come out passing? They ran the ball. We blew the teams out. We held time of possession. Everything we've been calling for, they finally did. And that's why the outcome is what it is, not because they're great coordinators. That's what these pro-Gannon people are failing to realize.
That is an excellent analysis. You're reacting to what Andy Detroit was saying. Here's the thing, Sal. They moved up the last two games, right? They got away with it very well with Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
They completely did it with Brock Purdy and all the stiffs they had on after that. Will they get nervous when Mahomes is there and start playing soft again to remove the big play? That's what I'm nervous about.
Yeah, but they better do that.
No, no, they shouldn't do it.
Oh, my God.
No.
And will they come out on the pass to have a shootout with Mahomes?
No, that's another mistake. Part. No. Run the ball, control the clock. You got three great runners, Self, and then on defense, you got to play them tighter. You got to get to them.
Here's the notion that's driving me nuts that everybody's like, oh, you know, they've had 70 sacks. We haven't been complaining about the sacks this year.
No one's complaining.
It's the back end of the defense. It was the soft defense that was driving us nuts this year.
Exactly.
So this notion, you want them to be more aggressive. No, I'd like them to get up on the line occasionally.
We've been right all year, Selfie.
Well, Rhea, to your point, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. When the defense messes up, we go after them individually, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When the defense does great, we all of a sudden is the coordinators that does such a great job.
Yep.
Like, stop. That team is talented. They lined up. They've been lining up since college to go after quarterbacks. That has nothing to do with Gannon.
I got to tell you, Self, you know your football, my friend. Give me something you would sacrifice for Eagles championship.
Fast food, Angelo.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Like, do you enjoy McDonald's?
I don't eat McDonald's, but I overeat Wendy's.
Wendy's. He eats a lot of Wendy's.
A delightful burger.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it, Self. Stay right there, Al. He's giving up Wendy.
Fast food, it's tough to give up, man.
That's tough to give up. It's very tasty. And I don't eat much of it, but once I do, I want it all the time.
Tastes good.
It's very tasty.
Oh, yeah.
215-592-9494. I'm going to let you hear how ridiculous it's become in this Super Bowl year that we're in, where the Eagles got motivation out of something said by, what's his name, George Kittle, right, Al?
Right.
That is ridiculous because he didn't say anything. And they made it sound like they did.
Yeah.
And Darius Slay said, this is how we motivated ourselves to beat the Niners. It's getting ridiculous. WIP Sports Time is 8:36. All right, 8:42. I started this theme a little bit last week because it seemed to me the Eagles were going out of their way, Al, to stir themselves up. In fact, the way I remember it, they were using things I was saying. Remember, it was us against the world kind of thing.
Kind of put that in motion.
Well, Darius Slay has a podcast, and he was talking yesterday about how they motivated themselves via a comment made by George Kittle, the fine tight end of the Niners, before the game. And Al, I read the quote on it. I listened to it. I read it again, and I still don't find where he disrespected them.
I watched it.
You watched it.
There's a difference when you watch it.
So you're telling me that he was disrespecting the Eagles.
I felt there was a little bit there.
There's not much there.
But I'm just telling you, it's different when you watch the video.
Well, here's George Kittle inspiring the Philadelphia Eagles.
I mean, they've got 6 first-round draft picks on the D-line. They've got a really good secondary. They've got physical guys at linebacker. So, yeah, I mean, whatever you see on paper, sure. I mean, it's the NFL. When you look at paper, it should be like, oh, yeah, we can match their physicality and stuff like that. And then you get on the field on Sundays, and the film after the game will show you exactly what you're asking. So
that doesn't sound to me like disrespect. Hmm. He's saying they got all these first-round picks. That's praise, right?
The minute you say on paper, you're calling them paper tigers.
Al, is that disrespectful?
No, I think what he was saying was they're not as tough on the field as they are when you look at the names.
Did he really say that, though?
Well, he said
when you look after the game, you look at the film, and then you'll determine whether or not they're that great.
Yeah, but he's, you know, it's like
Johnson. That did.
I mean, it's easy to spin what he said as motivation.
It's bogus.
Because the moment you say something like, when I see them on paper, as opposed to they're really good, they're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did watch film.
Well, here's Slay. apparently, it did not motivate Slay enough to actually make another big play.
Well, they never threw the
ball. All right. The second half, they did not throw the ball. All right. But anyway, here's Slay explaining how this motivated them.
You know, I got a lot of respect for George Kittle. I think he's one of the best tight ends in the league. But when he said that we look good on paper in the football world, we know how to take that. That pushed our button. And, you know, we had to show who's the best team in the NFC.
It's not, I'm sorry, y'all. There's nothing there.
Well, there is actually.
There's not really much there.
You don't say. You don't say paper. You don't. I mean, you're playing a game. He's watched film.
There's almost no meat on that bone.
Yeah, there's a lot of meat on the bone.
There's no meat on the bone.
I don't know about that.
I'm not seeing the meat.
Well, you have to give it up, I guess, for the Super Bowl.
Well, it got me nervous about saying something that's going to end up motivating Kansas City.
I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm going on Kansas City radio at 11 o'clock today.
No.
Yes, I am.
What are you going to say?
Well, he's starting it. This guy, Bob, I have a little history with him. He's going to start by asking me about Andy Reid.
Oh, there we go.
And you know what, Al? I don't think I'm going to answer it.
Really?
I think I'm going to say to him, your audience does not want to hear my views about
this. Can you get your dog to bark at this when he
Al, seriously, I'm not going there.
I will not go there
because I'm going to end up feeding that monster.
Let me ask you this question. Now, I have not known you nearly as long as Alan.
No, he knows me.
Have you ever, when somebody poses a question to you, not answered it?
No, and normally, especially if it's something like Reed where I got a lot. No. I did answer it on the four interviews I did yesterday. But by the fourth one, I was getting tired. So I'm going to go, you know what, Bob? Let me just say this, all right? You guys don't want to hear it. I never liked them. That's all I got. And then I'm move on.
Well, you
break
can't
down
get
the
tiny
game.
Hands with Patrick Mahomes. There's no criticism there, Patrick Mahomes.
No, they love. See, they love Reed. If I come out and blister him, I could see this on the internet within an hour.
I'm going to check Zillow.
No, Alan.
And I'm going to see if Andy Reed is renting space in your head.
No, listen to me, Al. I'm not doing it. Do you understand? I have identified the trap ahead of time.
God,
and I will not fall into.
Right, hold on. Let's try this out. Angelo, what are your thoughts on Andy Reid?
I'm going to be honest with you, Bob. I've had a lot to say about Andy Reid over the years. I was clearly not a fan of his, but I am positive the Kansas City fans do not want to hear my views on that phony.
We got to do a better job.
And you think that's going to be the end of it right there?
The word phony
will cover. I would leave the word
cover.
Phony out.
I'm giving him nothing.
Say, I never cared for him. That's all.
I never cared for him. That's all.
Yeah, and they're going to say, well, why
didn't
you?
I'll even say, my co-host Rhea said to me to say the following. I never cared for him. That's all.
I don't even like his commercials.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Al? That happens to be true. I don't like his commercials.
You know the road is going to go down. The moment you say they're going to read you his resume.
I will not be feeding the monster on Kansas City radio today.
Angelo, how do you feel about his son?
See, now... I have no comment. That's personal, which has not stopped me in the past, but it will today. Al, I am not going to be brought into this mess.
You're right.
Because people now are just looking for something they can work with.
I don't find that this Reed Sirianni thing is near. Like, I find
not,
the Kelsey story so much more interesting and the quarterback stories.
Okay.
I mean, I tell you, this.
That's what I'm going to say to the guy. Ask me about Kelsey.
I say, you can just say, I don't find that a big story. I find the fact that there's a chance that at the end of this game, the quarterback in Philadelphia will be right there shoulder to shoulder with the quarterback in Kansas City.
Al, if I give the number, will you just call me?
Al, could you just do the interview?
That's,
you won't give them any bulletin board material.
That sounds way better than what I'm going to say.
Be a spokesperson.
Nick is up from the Northeast. Hi, Nick. Good morning. Nick, are you there? Nick is not there. I will go next to Frankie. Hi, Frankie.
Hi, Angelo. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Angelo, listen, I'm going to give you a lot of information right now.
All right, Johnson, take notes.
All right.
Go ahead, Frankie.
I'm watching all these stations like ESPN, the Network, and this Carlton show.
Yeah.
Right? They're all disrespecting us again, Angelo.
Right.
And they even had what's his name? Warner's wife, the linebacker for the.
Oh yeah, I saw that. She didn't like the way we treated her.
They were telling her they hope the plane crashes and tell her to go home.
That's a fact, Al. Was it Waters' wife, the one hoping for the Eagles to crash their plane?
No.
Was somebody wanted her. That's strong.
Listen, she posted another TikTok thing that said it wasn't that serious.
All right, but
she might have been afraid.
Do me a favor, Frankie. If you're looking for stupid stuff on social media, there's no week where it'll be dumber than Super Bowl week.
Yes.
Because I'm going to play you something at the 9 o'clock hour from a former Giant, Sean O'Hara, Al, who is comparing Brady's announcement to terrible things that have happened in America.
Oh, it's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Frankie, big games, all the idiots surface. You can't hide stupidity. So just block it out and know this. You got the better team. You should win the game. You should have a parade in a couple of weeks. That's what you should be focusing on, Frankie. We're going to have a parade.
Oh, we are. And Angelo, you're going to get your wish because they're going to run the ball. Because I was I watched the linebackers. Yep. I watched the linebackers in the Giants game, and I watched the linebackers in the San Fran game. Angelo, he is a nightmare. It's like they got their feet in concrete. They can't, before they react, Sanders is in the end zone.
Yeah.
Watch that play, Angelo.
Frankie, I love the run, and I've never loved it more than I am with these three guys running the ball. And I'm not even including Hurts, who is phenomenal at it, if you want to risk him getting hurt. But, Frankie, I love what you have to say. What are you going to give up, Frankie, for this championship? You have to sacrifice something.
I'm giving up processed food.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm. So you're no hot dogs, no lot of deli meat.
Is that I don't understand. I still don't. If I go to the deli and order, like, turkey to make
that's
a sandwich, it is okay. That's not processed.
Well, the store baked one's definitely okay. Right,
it's not packed. The guy gets that machine.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's good.
That's not processed.
That's not processed.
But if you get it from the, how they have
somebody
the
told me it was, and I don't understand.
Most of the time, it is.
It is.
Oh, it's processed.
It's a big slab.
It's a big thing.
That's processed.
All right, Frankie, you're going to be giving up a lot. Are you ready to do that?
Oh yeah.
All
right,
Frankie.
Nothing out of the can, Angelo.
Nothing in the can now. He can't take anything in the can for the next year.
Nothing in the can.
Frankie, I like it. Stay right there. I'll process food he's giving up.
I'm upset at that now.
Why?
Because I thought it was healthy to buy as long as they had the big thing
get
that
the
they
store
were.
Store-baked. Store-baked is
store
not
baked
processed.
Store-baked is different, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Why do you keep looking at him
There's
like he's
so
an expert?
So much misinformation on
no,
the show.
No, this
speaking.
Well, he's looking at Johnson. Does Johnson look to you like a food nutritionist?
I avoid.
What is he?
My option?
The guy eats a snack.
Who else is in the room? That's where I'm going to go for
go
information.
With me. It's store baked.
How do we know it? It
says store baked.
It does
on
not.
It
says like boar's head.
Well, no, that's processed.
Thank you.
You are half-baked.
Thank you.
Let's go to Mike next in New Orleans. Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Mike, are you going to Arizona, Mike?
I am. I'm flying out there to stay with my brother-in-law, and I'm taking my 11-year-old son to go to Arizona. And
All right, now you're in New Orleans right now. You're calling me from New Orleans?
Yes, sir. I'm from Philadelphia. I've been in New Orleans about 20 years.
All right, you love the birds. Have you followed them all 20 years after you left?
Absolutely. I despise every football team or any other team that Louisiana has, and I haven't made friends because of that down here. So with it.
And you have a relative who lives right near where the game is being played.
Yes, my brother-in-law. He's a Purple Heart, retired military officer. So I'm going to stay with him and my sister-in-law and go hang out and try to catch fans of Philly and try to get tickets to the game, hopefully. So,
all right, Mike, this is what fascinates me. What's your strategy for getting tickets to the Super Bowl?
So I've saved up enough money to get maybe closer to the lower asking price. And if you actually look at some of the trends, the tickets, even at the higher games that have been drawing a lot of people, drop down below 3,000 sometimes at the last minute. So I'm going to hope out hold my hopes out. And if that happens, great. I'll take my son, and it'll be a great time. He's a huge Eagles fan, and everything Philly because of me. So,
Mike, how old is your son?
He's 11 years old.
All right.
He's a great kid, loves sports, and huge Eagles fan.
All right, so, Mike, what's the actual top number that you will pay for these two tickets?
Based on what I'm saving, probably about $4,000 apiece. So $4,000. That'll get me in the door.
It might come down. It tends to come down closer to the game.
At game day, yep. Maybe.
It does, game day. Now, if you take your son, you will still be blowing off your brother-in-law. Is that correct?
Yes.
too bad. Yeah. But he is putting you up, so that's nice. So how many days will you have there? You're going to go to all the parties and hoopla, that kind of stuff, Mike?
Yep, I'm going to go to about 5 days out there.
Nice.
There's a great airline from New Orleans that flies direct, and my flight's $350 round trip for both tickets.
See, people,
so very cheap.
People work their way with these flights. Very good job, Mike. Mike, what would you sacrifice for the Eagles to win the championship?
I don't know if anybody said this yet, but I'm going to say my last. You're, be willing to do that.
You're what?
Say that again.
Say it again.
My left testicle.
All right,
left,
Al, his left testicle.
Anatomy. Okay.
Put that down. That left. Is a fine sacrifice.
Righty tighty.
It's not testicle. Easy, Al. It's not easy to give that up. 215.
He did say he was married.
Right. And you know what I find particularly charming about that, Al?
What?
He looked at the two of them and he said, I can lose my left. Mm-hmm. Left isn't that important. 215-592-9494. When we come back, we're going down to Atlanta, Al, because our friend Carl Dukes is going to give us a national perspective. And he's, you know who his colleague is down there, Al? You, Douglas.
Oh.
That could be a charming interlude.
That's who found us, Carl Dukes.
Yes.
Yeah. Was
Carl
you
Dukes
many years
is
ago.
Great, and they're very good friends, and I believe Dukes wants to come here next. WIP Sports Time, 856.
Hey, Valentine's Day is almost here. Steven Singer announced his brand-new 24-carat gold-dipped rose color for 2023, and it's periwinkle. Now, what's periwinkle? Well, it's a brilliant shade of violet and blue. So picture it, a real long stem American Beauty rose, deeply dipped and trimmed in 24 pure karat gold with purple blue petals. Periwinkle really, really pops. It's a color that'll take her breath away this Valentine's Day and make you look like a hero. Don't give flowers that die in a week. Do better. Give a gift that is guaranteed to last a lifetime and be an everyday reminder of your love. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com. Do it today to get your Steven Singer 24-carat gold-dipped periwinkle rose. The new rose sells out fast, so get yours before they're gone. Exclusively and only available at Steven Singer Jewelers. Steven's gold-dipped roses are the number one gift for Valentine's Day, and they start at just $59. Don't wait a moment longer. Fast and free shipping in time for Valentine's Day. Real jewelers, real roses, and real 24-carat gold for your real love. That's IHateStevenSinger.com. Brought to you by Bullseye Event Group. Jason Kelce on the WIP Morning Show earlier as the Eagles are gearing up for facing the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Kelce knows what the Eagles are and who they're facing.
I'm confident in our team. We're playing a really good team in the Chiefs. They've been a perennial playoff team. Their quarterback is going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So we have a tough task at hand, but we have a great team. We can dictate a lot of it. The games that we've lost, thought that we've lost those games more so than the opponents have won them. The games that we've played complete football, taking care of the football better than okay. I mean, we've dominated most of those games, and that's not the way this one's going to go.
You can check out the entire Jason Kelce interview podcast at 94WIP.com. Eagles will have a walkthrough today at the NovaCare Complex. Philly is going to Phoenix. Do you need tickets to the big game or hotel travel packages? Go to BullseyeEventGroup.com, BullseyeEventGroup.com for all your big game travel. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, mix of sun and clouds today, a high of 42. It is currently 31. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.